Chapter 3, The Big Five Personality Traits. Many questionnaires have tried to be a comprehensive measure of personality traits, such as the 16PF, the Multidimensional Personality Questionnaire, and the ISENC Personality Questionnaire. Within the past two decades, researchers have begun to agree on five comprehensive personality domains that incorporate many of the traits measured by earlier questionnaires. These are called the Big Five.
Marion's voice drew their focus when she asked, "Do you see the problem?" Gara walked over to Tanner, who stood up to meet him. They traded a few words, and Gara nodded, confident. "I'm with Tan. That was fantastic. Those kids can sing." When Marion didn't say anything, Gara looked to her for help. "Ma'am?
This is a music class. Do you realize that not one of those children was playing an instrument?"
"My real mother traded me away for a horse. My stepmother, Fluffy, wanted me to have that information when I was 7. Her name was not, in fact, Fluffy. Not in public. My father referred to her as Fluffy in intimate and private moments. But she would have beaten the living daylights out of me if I had ever called her Fluffy." Justin cradled Spencer's head and gazed in wonder.
"I'm in the Twilight Zone. No one is ever going to believe me. I can't tell anyone. If I did, it's hello, Looney Bin."
Spencer's eyelids were getting heavy.
I'll just take a little doggy nap. Wake me up for dinner.
Spencer laid his head down and fell asleep.
"Think about how you are with others. You know how people go through life and try not to offend people? Let's look at an oversimplified example. You see a woman, and you look at her from head to toe. She is smoking hot. You want to do all kinds of things to her. So you walk up and say, 'Hey, I want to have sex with you.' The woman says, 'Excuse me?' And then you go into an apology and explain that you didn't mean it. Did you mean it?"
Now the baby makes a noise.
"I know the noise. And so do you. Yeah, that noise.
It is a funny noise when you make it with your lips or under your armpit. But the baby is not making the noise under its armpit. Oh. Oh no. Oh no, no! And still there is more noise and more. It's epic."
Now you understand the rules of the game of chess. You also know how chess pieces move and how to read common chess notation. Be proud, because even if you haven't played a game yet, you've already taken your learning farther than many chess players ever go. Hopefully, you're having fun so far, because it's about to get even better.